intro.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Friday, the 22nd of September. Prepper tip of the day. If you don't have your Granger catalog, I encourage you to get your Granger catalog. I've got a copy here. It's a 2012 edition. It's got 4,482 pages. Granger is the world's largest industrial supply house. I use it as a reference book. If I have a question about something around the ranch here, whatever it might have to do with, chances are I'll find an answer in the Granger catalog. Their website is Granger.com. It's Golf Romeo Alpha India November Golf Echo Romeo Granger.com. Got an update from Tim Spencer this morning. He the surgery to amputate his left leg was successful yesterday. He's recovering, and the doctors told him he can go home today on Friday, the 22nd of September. So he's got a very positive attitude, as always, and he's looking forward to getting his prosthesis and being able to walk again. It's been quite an ordeal for him and his family for more than half a year now. He had a medical issue. The ambulance came to pick him up. When he got on the ambulance, his left ankle was fine. When he got off the ambulance, his ankle was broken. His left ankle was broken. And apparently the people running the ambulance district have chosen to attempt to cover that up. But we shall see if that's successful. We shall see. We were hoping that Dr. Myers might call in this morning, but apparently he is not yet. If he does, we will certainly have him on here and get caught up on medical related matters. Well, it looks like we do have Dr. Phil Myers. Dr. Phil Myers is a chiropractic physician living and working in my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri. He's my personal physician, and it's real easy to get started with Dr. Myers. It truly is. All you need to do is call his office at 314-878-6868 for that first private, no-charge consultation, and then you're ready to go. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. Sorry I'm running late.
Well, that's not too bad. It's only 5 after the hour. Well, Doctor, I thought it would be fall by now, but we're still running hot summer temperatures here with high humidity and temperatures in the mid-90s. It's just, it gets old after a while, doesn't it?
Hey, you know what, man? I lived in Cleveland, I've lived in St. Louis, and the same story about weather is any time. If you're upset about it, wait a day.
Right, right. Well, we've been waiting all summer, but yeah, we had a cool spell there for a week or so, but it's back to the summer heat, the third, actually the fourth week of September, which is a bit unusual. Okay, Doctor.
My daughter was all excited about seeing the trees changing color in our backyard. It was like one of her first times that really ever noticing it changing. It's just, she was like all excited. She's like, "Oh my God!" I'm like, "It's coming." She's like, "Yay!"
Oh, it's seeing the joy of a child is very special. It truly is. Well, Doctor, what direction do you want our conversation to go today, sir?
Well, I mean, we were kind of getting into it. That was kind of fun. Is like the joy of a child, like her laughter. It's just so much fun. We just have a new cat, and its purr is just so soothing to be around. And in the book, Power versus Force, David Hawkins described the different frequencies of vibration and emotion. And, for example, on his level of consciousness chart, he measures consciousness at a very low level of, like, shame and at a very low level of zero. And all the way up through courage, which is at 200, and then all the way up to the highest that was registered at the time, which was 1,000, which was enlightenment or ecstasis, which is... basically the state of the higher consciousness realms. So he mapped all of this. And so one of the things was the purr of a cat would register at the level of 600, very high vibrational frequencies of love and joy and compassion. And so surrounding yourself with as much of that type of stuff that you can is extremely helpful within whatever you're doing in your day or night. There's so many things that you can register in your life, and if you start putting energetic things around you, you're going to start seeing energetic shifts start happening for you as well.
And these things begin pretty quickly, don't they, sir?
It's pretty much instantaneous. The cellular frequency of your body is just so high. And so when you start implementing these loving devices, these loving sounds, these loving frequencies, these loving touches, these loving smells, when you start putting that into your life, surrounding yourself with that energy, your body can't help but literally change the molecular coherency of your water molecules.
This is information that is counterintuitive for most people most of the time, isn't it, sir?
It is counterintuitive. I totally agree. But it's also just the mere fact of what we've known and what we thought we knew about particular science and technologies. I mean, for the longest time, I remember being a kid, hearing in science school that the nervous system doesn't regenerate. That was a hard school, scientifically taught belief structure in the textbooks of elementary school kids in the late 70s, early 80s. So, and now it's like, we completely know that we know without a shadow of a doubt that that's completely false. I mean, completely and utterly false. That there's a whole aspect of neuroregeneration of what we also see in neurodegeneration is a process of plasticity, or being able to be molded and formed in any possibility that's available. I mean, you're only limited by your own thoughts at that time, and we know that's completely true. But that doesn't change the fact that there are still people in the belief structure that our nervous system doesn't regenerate, that you're completely subject to its genetic coding, that it turns on and it dies, and that's it. And so we're going to start seeing, and we're starting to see that we know that that's not true. And so we're going to start seeing more and more and more of the newer belief of you're completely able to do mold and regenerate and shift and form your mind and your body in so many different ways. So this is what we know now. So it's not just about the loss of it. It's like that we just never knew, but now we really, really do know.
Well, what we're doing here, Doctor, is encouraging people to think outside the box and understand there's other possibilities beyond and above anything they ever thought about earlier in their lives, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. One of the biggest advices I ever got in the business world was, there is no box. And I was like, it was the best words of advice I'd ever heard. That's all he said. There is no box.
Right.
And
that's good.
It literally, that falls in the face of how business used to be ran. It was like, no, it's this way. It's very, very, was very boxy. Now, oh my God, sky's the limit on it. I mean, literally, there is an infinite ability to talk about and express oneself in, just in terms of you thinking just marketing. And so now, and we know that that's just true in every way, shape, or form.
Well, that was good advice. Whoever gave you that advice was very wise, Doctor.
Yeah, good guy.
Okay. I've been wanting to talk about some foundational things that would help everybody listening that they can do with spending no money. For example, we're energetic beings, and as such, our sleeping position, our beds, should be oriented with our heads pointing north, shouldn't they, Doctor?
That follows a lot of the Ayurvedic teachings. Very strong energies in terms of that teaching, very high spiritual frequency. In terms of planetary alignments in northeast, southwest, having your head going north can be a really awesome thing, because north is always where you're headed.
Right.
And south is always where you've come from. So sleeping in that position, or orientating your mind in that way, phenomenal way. That's absolutely perfect to do. You just need to just orientate your mind in that direction. And so as you orientate your mind towards your future, what happens is, this is a really cool thing. And this is, again, we've talked about this a billion times, but this is a good way of looking at it, is you can literally let go of the past. Because as you're going towards the future, the mind will bring up the past that's projecting that future that you're looking towards. And as you're when you're heading in that direction, you want to, it's like you always, like when they talk to a driver, don't look back. Just keep going straight. Don't look back. Stay focused on what's ahead of you. Well, when you start, sometimes when the ahead of you happens, you have to pull back a little bit. And then when you do that, when you pull back, you can erase it.
Another thing that people can do would be to have the room as dark as possible. My wife, Dr. Moore, makes a strong emphasis on that. Eliminate as much light as you can to have as close to total darkness as you can when you sleep. Right, Doctor?
Absolutely. Activates the pineal gland, gets the melatonin, serotonin system working. Perfect.
Okay. Something else people can do, and this would be, what people should consume is a long list. It's going to vary by individual, which involves your diagnostics. But there's some things that no human being should consume, such as any and all artificial sweeteners. Right, Doctor?
Yeah, getting rid of the artificial sweeteners in your life is one of the easiest things you can do. These are excitotoxins. They literally burn out your nervous system. They make it weak. They make it fragile. And they slow down the ability for it to regenerate.
Something else that's easy and inexpensive is to eliminate consuming insecticide, which is in the form of sodium fluoride in toothpaste and sodium fluoride in city drinking water. Right, Doctor?
Exactly. Here's the thing. When you have all this stuff, when you have all of that, what it's doing is the energetic glands, like your thymus gland or your pineal gland, those run off of a certain electricity that when you drink those neurotoxins, it calcifies those glands.
Calcification of essential organs in your body, isn't that special?
Yeah, no kidding, right? So it's literally it's basically encasing itself in bone.
Well, another thing, I aspect of sodium fluoride is this is very common in Metro St. Louis. When you see people with little white spots on their teeth, that's called mottling. That's a scientific name. That's the outward sign that you're experiencing sodium fluoride poisoning. And that's just one of many, many things that go on. The sodium fluoride actually weakens the teeth and causes them to break and be damaged more easily. It causes bones to break and be damaged more easily. In fact, I know for a fact that the football coaches no longer push the boys like they did 50 years ago because they're more easily breaking bones these days as a consequence of consuming sodium fluoride. We're sounds like we're killing ourselves, Doctor.
Well, listen to it. When you're talking about it, it's so cool to hear it. When you drink the sodium fluoride, your pineal glands and your thymus glands and these high energetic glands are calcifying. So then where is the calcium coming from? It's coming from what should be your bony matrix. And so you're literally losing your energetic ability and you're losing your strength and power in your immune system, in your bones. This stuff
Absolutely.
Is nasty.
It is. Doctor, we have another doctor calling. That would be Dr. Marianne Moore, my wife. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
Morning, Marianne.
I'm asking you to back up a minute. Rewind when you were talking about going to the future and then recalling the past, and then you can erase it. Can you expound on that more? Is that something you need to do something more consciously, or some of the things I've read that's usually something you have to do, but I know
totally
what
a doing
past
of it.
Is not easy. So, I will hang up and let you go into that more.
Oh, thank you. No, it's not easy at all. It's quite challenging, but at the same time, it's so simple. It's like it's the most easiest thing you can ever do. First things first is you have to realize that you're living a story. And especially when you're sleeping, that your stories play out in our dreams. A lot of intuition and things like that come about. So we were talking about when you're sleeping, orientating yourself in the northward position or orientating yourself to see yourself into your future gives yourself the ability to process out past issues.
Hold that thought, Doctor. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 22nd of September, visiting with Dr. Phil Myers. Easy way to get started with Dr. Myers: call his office, set up that first private, no-charge consultation. That office telephone number is area code 314-878-6868. Doctor, another thing that people need to be aware of, and a lot of people aren't because of very clever marketing and even government advice in terms of nutrition, is that human beings, infant human beings, should consume human milk from their mother. Otherwise, human beings should not consume milk. Is that a somewhat accurate statement, Doctor?
In the accord where we should not be literally drinking anything from any other mammal. There's so many health things that I see daily due to the overexposure of animal hormones that aren't our own. I'm against that too.
Well, it's not that you're against it. It's that your professional research, your professional study, everything about you wants you to advise people based on your life's work, right, Doctor?
Basically, yeah. I mean, there was a time in my life that I was drinking a lot of milk as well. And then I stopped. And then I remember just as a kid, or when I was in school, my sister was telling me about her daughter who was, like, really young and starting to bud already. I'm like, oh, my God, get her off the milk. And they got her off, and she, her developmental speed slowed back down to a more appropriate age. But it's just, it's crazy of seeing that type of things happening to kids.
Right,
and
right.
People are developing way too fast what we're supposed to be.
Well, I'm not so sure that's milk so much as it is hormones, the growth hormones that are been injected into chickens and
oh, it's all that stuff.
Cattle.
Basically, lot of the animal, basically, it's all the animal hormones that were being pushed upon us. That affects our biology. That affects our physiology. It's affecting everything. So yeah, we need to start getting back into more cleaner eating and cleaner foods and things that basically have as much cleanliness to them as you possibly can.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. We got a caller and holder. We got Don in California. Good morning, Don.
Quick question regarding this north. My room is such that it doesn't allow me to sleep in that with that orientation with my head to the north. So the question being, how much beneficial would it be, if at all, to have a big magnet behind, you know, where it's the north is facing my back of my head? That's the first question. I have a backup question.
Okay, I would be careful with changing polarities with very large magnets, especially around your head, because you can set yourself into either an oversympathetic or an under sympathetic nervous system, and your polarity can be shifted quite extensively utilizing a one-sided magnet or the other. I mean, even very gentle magnets can be quite change frequency of your brain waves pretty extensively, so I'd be careful with that.
And that could be very harmful, couldn't it, Doctor?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get at.
Okay.
And so basically what I'm saying is you don't have to have that. If you orientate your mind towards what you would like to create, that sets you into north mode system anyways. So orientating yourself in that position is the best way possible. You don't have to physically be facing north, but what they were getting at, and sorry, what I've been trying to get at is if you just orientate yourself into that intention, your whole system orientates itself with that frequency, with that pathway, which is very healing.
Don, hold on after the break. We'll get to your follow-up question. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family. because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homestead, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get an opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much. All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 22nd of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We have lots of interesting things there, things that will help you be healthier. We talk a lot about health on the second hour Fridays. There is an article there under free downloads titled The Artificially Sweetened Times. It's actually a compendium of articles all about the various artificial sweeteners and how harmful they are. You need to download that and print it out and give copies to people who consume diet soda, for example. Also, my website, of course, are energy cleaners for sale. This is my home business. If you buy an energy cleaner, I'm the guy that packs it up and ships it. I'm the guy that reconfigures the mattress pads to be compatible with the energy cleaner. And we focus on arthritis pain, joint pain, and back pain. All those things will probably be helped by your energy cleaner. Not getting a great night's sleep, probably help there also. Check out the details at my website. Keep in mind, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee from me to you. And, of course, I use mine every night. I've been using mine for years, and I wake up pain-free every morning. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. MasterCard, Visa, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Phil Myers. Yes, it's easy to gain access to the same information that I do. Dr. Myers is my personal physician. Call his office. Set up that first private, no-charge consultation at area code 314 878-6868. Don, let's hear your follow-up question, sir.
Well, actually, I think he's answered the right question, but I did want to go back to the first response, because I'm not clear on, practically speaking, how do I orient or and get myself in that situation where I can receive the benefits of facing the north to induce better sleep.
All right, so one of the first things I'll notice is you don't physically have to be lying yourself in that posture and position. That's looking at it from a very linear standpoint. We're going to be looking at it from a very nonlinear standpoint. Understanding that in where you set your mind's attention, there is no space and there is no time. So it's not the past or the present or the future. It's the moment of that exact moment. And then at the same time, there's no positionality. There's no which way am I up, down, my left, my right. So there is it's a place of zero, basically. So knowing that where you're creating this thought, where you're orientating yourself, as long as you're putting yourself an intention, it's also called intention, setting an intention, is to set the intention of whatever it is that's the deepest desire of your heart. And the, one of the things that you want to do, the first thing, knowing that, is set it in a loving way. If there's fear associated with the intention, if it's driven by worry or resentment or judgment, or if that would be this, then I could be this, that, or the other. If you're projecting stuff into the future based upon a hostility and fear-based system, that's what you're going to get. That's not orientating yourself north. That's being spun around in multiple directions. But when you orientate yourself north, you're setting yourself up in the intention to create something out of love, out of support, out of your gifts, out of your abilities. That's what they mean by orientating yourself north.
So in a way, it's sort of an affirmation, if you would.
Affirmation is a simple way of explaining it, yes. Okay. But it's not just something you say. It's something you do. It's a doing. It's not just a thought process. So it's a state of prayer is what it is. So when anybody was talking about prayer in any shape or form of spirituality, they're talking about a doing of orientating yourself, orientating your life. We were talking about the pineal gland and how it gets calcified. You're talking about the thymus gland, how it gets calcified. It's those glands that drive that energy. So when you're orientating yourself north, you're utilizing very, very high energetic vibrational frequencies in your body. And those vibrational frequencies are registering in the basically the calcium, if you want to bring it into a matter, into the calcium of the body, radiating it like, I guess you could consider it more like the stuff that was over top of the pyramids back in the day when they were awesome. And what it did, it was like an insulation of the electrical vibration that your body radiates and basically became a receiver-perceiver for your body. Our skeletal system is actually that same thing, the same crystal molecule system, the same energetic vibrational frequency. When we orientate ourselves left, we're literally doing a physical orientation of our skeletal body in that way, literally making ourselves a lightning rod to catch the energy. And that's also what prayer meant. It was a capturing of the energy, a capturing of the true essence of God, of all that. It's a capturing. So when they're talking about orientating yourself north, it's more than just an affirmation. It's a doing aspect of it as well.
Great. So really, in essence, you mentioned prayer. So that would be one simple way of just simply saying a prayer and put all your thoughts into that right before you go to bed.
Oh, absolutely. With all of your heart, with all of your mind, and with all of your soul energy, and the mind image that you keep in mind. So, again, going back to the what is it that you're, what's the driver? Is it love, compassion, and energetic support, or is it hostility and fear-based projection? And so how are you orientating yourself in?
Gotcha. Dr. Marza, thank you very much.
Okay.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Great call, Don. Don't be a stranger. We appreciate the call. Yes, well, these simple things that don't cost anything that people can do, it's important to know these simple things, isn't it, Doctor?
Yeah, literally, and it doesn't matter if you're a grandmaster black belt artist at this technique, or of this ability or this tool, or you've never done it before in your entire life. Your body is literally designed to orientate itself in that way. It's literally built to do it. It's hardwired to do it. So it's not anything you have to technically learn. Your body is actually doing it right now. And so if there's anything to learn is to experience it in your own body, in your own mind, in your own soul. And so another simple thing you can do to help you activate this, as well as eliminating all those neurotoxins that we were talking about, John started talking about in the beginning of the show, is another good thing to do is literally listening to the breath. Not so much breathing in and breathing out, but listening and feeling your body breathe in and breathe out. When you start doing that, it changes your brainwave frequencies into a meditative state, which puts you more towards, which aligns you more towards hitting the frequency of that zero point of that north node. So that's another easy thing that you can do. Just breathe.
Right. Another thing would be to eliminate electronic devices within 10 feet of your head. And if you have Wi-Fi in your home, just turn off the Wi-Fi before you go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's also some things that block electrical magnetic field emission off of devices, having those on your cell phones or on any electrical devices that you're holding around your head, those are really helpful too. Those cost a little bit, but those are really helpful.
They are. And people should be aware of all these things and certainly consider doing these things to help themselves at low cost or no cost at all. Your source of drinking water is incredibly important. Let's just talk about that a little bit. You don't want to, for example, I have a friend, his children have drank nothing but distilled water. They're now, the girl is, I think, reaching puberty, and the boy is maybe a couple of years behind. And they've had multiple issues with bad teeth. I'm sure if they get involved in athletics, they're probably going to have issues with breaking bones if they get involved in anything very strenuous, such as soccer or football. So drinking distilled water all the time is not well advised, is it?
It all comes down to the electrical coherency of water. What frequency coherency is in the water molecule itself, meaning what nutritional oxygen, water, energy, vitamin, mineral, enzyme, potential does that water have to get into your cell and then express your cell in what that water was able to provide that cell. And so the more tampered with and filtering some stuff, yeah, but to completely change a lot of the way the molecular structure of the water is kills so many of its nutritional properties. That's why we know, like, microwaving is horrifically horrible for anything, because what is it doing? It's literally scrambling the crystal matrix, the coherent vibrational geometry of the molecular the structure of that water molecule itself. So it literally, it's like there's no nutrition in it at all. The energetic value of it is pretty much gone. And so we know that when you feed, like, plants microwaved water, that plant just shrivels up and dies. Well, why? Because there was nothing for the plant to feed on. Plus, it was basically poisoning the plant's own water molecules, because the molecular coherency of that water was not life-giving at all. It was basically death. And so when you fed the plant that water, that dying water molecule, there was no, all the life force of the plant just got sucked right out of it.
Well, Doctor, that brings up another thing that doesn't cost people any money, is to unplug their microwave and really cut off the plugs so nobody else can cause harm to themselves by heating up food or water with a microwave, right, Doctor?
Oh, absolutely, because everything's made up of water. So any food that you put in there, what you're doing is not technically destroying the food. You're destroying the water molecule that is the food that makes, that takes all the life out of what was going to be that beautiful piece of asparagus, that carrot, the type of food you put in there, whatever it is. It's just the life force gets sucked right out of the plant itself, because the water molecule has just been completely decoherent.
Well, these are helpful hints that everybody can implement at little to no cost. And the thing about microwaves, they're ubiquitous. Almost every home in the United States of America has a microwave, don't they, Doctor?
Yeah. It's like I don't even know kitchens that do not have microwaves, unless it's very rare.
I know.
And we even have to have one.
You got one in your home, you say?
Oh, yeah, unfortunately. But it's just, I didn't ever use it, though.
It came there when you bought the place.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you could always use it for storage. You could keep extra dishes and pots and pans in there. As long as you don't turn it on, it won't be any harm.
Exactly.
Yeah. We have created a situation in the United States of America. We are surrounding ourselves with harmful things. Marketing techniques to convince people they should consume cow milk. The whole paradigm of putting sodium fluoride in drinking water, which we don't have time to go into that, but it began as a consequence of some Manhattan Project in World War II and the liability and trying to mitigate that liability from a disastrous release of sodium fluoride to the atmosphere. We're causing great harm, resulting in needless loss of life, needless chronic situations for people's health, and giving you no shortage of people the rest of your career to give help to, right, Doctor?
That's absolutely right. And so these are simple things that you can do. And the more you start mastering your own ability to do this for yourself, the easier it is. Because what if you don't have access to a doctor? What if you don't have access to these procedures to help combat any inflammation or swelling or heart rate variability issues? You need to learn how to calm down your heart. You need to learn how to stay focused. You need to learn how to help pass when you eat poison food really fast.
Hold that thought, Doctor. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 22nd of September, visiting with Dr. Phil Myers. This is just the tip of the iceberg. If you want access to personalized individual attention, you're going to need to do more than just listen to a radio show. You're going to need to contact Dr. Myers and get started with some serious diagnostics. That's what I do. In fact, I have a visit coming up with Dr. Myers this coming Monday. Call his office. Set up that first private, no-charge consultation at area code 314-878-6868. Well, Doctor, we covered a lot of territory today, as we always do, and I'm hoping that we can motivate people to do the simple things that don't cost anything that will help them, and then move on from there, right, Doctor?
It's basically start integrating something. Give your take one thing here. Do this every week. You hear something on the show. Start doing that thing. Make it part of your life. Start implementing, especially a lot of the surrender work that we talk about. That is literally key, because you start doing the physical work. Well, that physical work is going to feedback itself up into your mind's energy, and you're going to have a conversation about that in your mind. And then you're going to, that conversation in your mind is going to go back down and tell your body how to move and what to do and how to respond. And then it's, and the feedback loop continues. And so when you start surrendering and letting go of thought patterns, you're obviously going to be affecting how your body moves and responds. And then when you start doing a lot of the physical stuff that we talk about, when you start doing that, your body is releasing tension and releasing any of the behavior patterns that had been stored up in the mind that told it what to do. So then the mind is like, hey, well, that responded differently. And it starts releasing its thought patterns. And then it sends a whole new signal back to the body. The body's like, yeah, okay, that's cool. We're talking now. We're jiving in a different way. And you start seeing your whole life change. But it's only by doing something. Like we talked about, prayer, for example. It was considered a doing. It wasn't like kneel, hands crossed, like we all see the pictures and got taught by our mommies and dads and authority figures. It's a whole expression of self. It's the full embodiment of who you are and what you are. That is prayer. That is mindfulness. That is meditation. And the more aware we are of that process of our of everything, the more we are able to continually to do, because now we're aware of our consciousness, which is that feedback loop. And when you're consciously aware and aware of your consciousness, you can start doing such amazing things and changing a billion things that if you want to change them, they're changed. So, but it just starts taking little steps forward. Just implementing one thing. Start with.
Well, those little steps add up. Doctor, thank you. Have you back next Friday.
You too. Bye.
Okay. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. And God bless America.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.